Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Bidenflation. It is real, it's documented, and it's getting extremely painful for every American, no matter if you're rich or poor, conservative, liberal, or don't even know what you are. How bad is it? The cost of driving, which is pretty much essential in America, is accelerating faster than any sports car. Not just because gas prices are now up 60% from last year. And why is it up 60%? Because you had a president that swore if he came in, he would undo every single thing that Donald Trump did to give us energy independence. And that is exactly what Joe Biden did. The price of new cars and trucks have jumped a seasonally adjusted 1.4% in October and another 1.2% in November. That's incredible. That means you're talking about 13% jump year over year if we keep up with these numbers. Data from the Department of Labor's Consumer Price Index showed that on Friday, we are headed in the wrong direction like we've never seen before. Compared with a year ago, prices are up for just new cars 11.1%. That's the fastest annual pace of inflation for vehicles since 1975. If you buy a $50,000 brand new automobile a year later, that car is going to cost you $55,000 and change. Yes, that's where we now are in this country. That's not the only place that you're seeing a massive hike. For a lot of Americans, new cars are not an option. For many people that have low wages, you buy used cars. That's where you save money. Not anymore. Used car prices are up way more than new car prices. How much more is it? You ready for this number? 31% year over year. So now if you buy a car, whether it's new or used, you're paying a significant amount of money for it compared to just a year ago. And you also are having to pay for the gas that goes in it. It's terrible. In fact, there has not been a double-digit increase in vehicle inflation since the 1970s. The Consumer Price Index rose 6.8% in November, the highest rate of inflation in nearly four decades. The cost of goods apart from food and energy rose 9.4% on an annual basis. The price of durable goods, those expected to last 3 years or longer, skyrocketed 14.9%. That's the fastest pace on record since 1957 when they started keeping that index. Even the monthly gains are extraordinary. Prior to this year, vehicle prices had never risen by more than 1% for two consecutive months. Let me just say that again. Prior to this year, vehicle prices, new or used, had never risen by more than 1% for two consecutive months since the early 1980s. That's when we were dealing with inflation under Jimmy Carter and the aftermath of his presidency before Ronald Reagan tried to get things under control. In fact, they only rose by more than 1% in a single month since 2009 when they saw a price jump after the Cash for Clunkers program kicked off and it took a bunch of used cars out of circulation. It was stupid. There weren't enough used cars, which meant the price of used cars went up. Thank you, Barack Obama's Cash for Clunkers stupid program, which, by the way, had no impact on our economy the way they claimed it was supposed to. And it had no impact on green and alternative fuel, right, that they claimed it was going to do. You turn in these cars, they thought you're going to buy green cars. Didn't happen. Used car prices are accelerating even more, as I mentioned. The price index for used cars and trucks jumped 2.6% in November alone. Think about it. You went shopping for a car January 1, and then you went shopping for a car January 30th, and the price of that car went up 2.6%, bringing the annual increase to 31.4% this year. Apart from this summer, when inflation pushed prices up 45% year over year, this is the highest gain since 1975. Used car prices have now been showing year-over-year increases of more than 20% for 7 months in a row, the longest running bout of used car inflation ever recorded, all because of Joe Biden. When used car prices jumped last spring, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell and Biden were quick to claim the price increases would be short-lived or even reverse in the months ahead. And when used car prices dipped in August, the Federal Reserve Chairman Powell was quick to declare victory, saying, quote, used car prices, for example, appear to have stabilized. Indeed, some price indicators are beginning to fall. If that continues, as many analysts predict, then used car prices will soon be pulling measured inflation down, as they did for much of the past decade, Powell said in a speech in August at the Kansas City Fed's annual monetary policy conference in Jackson Hole. As it turned out, it was the opposite. Yes, it was short-lived. And yes, it's gotten worse since then. Now, again, the question is, who do you blame for this? Now, there's some people who say, Ben, why do you have to blame it on anybody? It's a fair question. Why do you have to blame it on anybody? Because there are people that are making decisions, and there are people that are doing things, and there are people that are doing these things, and it's affecting your life. So it is a real conversation that we should all have a conversation about. It's a real conversation that is affecting everyone's life, as I said earlier. It doesn't matter if you're conservative, and it doesn't matter if you're liberal. It doesn't matter if you're independent. It doesn't matter if you vote or if you don't vote. Okay, it doesn't matter. I want to make that clear. It doesn't matter. This is bad for everyone. And someone needs to figure it out. Now, the facts are also very clear. And the facts are this. Right now in this country, this is exactly what we knew was going to happen. With the policies that were announced by the Biden administration made it clear we were not going to be manufacturing in this country like we did before. They made it clear that what we did with the Keystone Pipeline would never happen again, and they shut it down. They said we are not going to be energy independent. And now we know what happens when you do that. We knew beforehand, but now you're living it. We knew what was going to happen when you shut down an entire economy. And now you have to beg people and pay insane amounts of money to get people to come back to work. We know now that people are saying they can't even fire employees they want to because they can't find people to replace them. And when wages go up, this is exactly what happens. This is what happens when the government is who you're having to compete with when you're hiring somebody, because the government's been paying people so much money to stay home and to do nothing. It's a problem. As they say, the chickens have come home to roost. This great social experiment has taken 1 year to show just how bad it can get. And the worst part is, we're just getting started under this administration. They've got another 3 years to screw things up. You look at what this president has done and the policies that he has enacted. Name one of them that has moved us in the right direction. Whether it's foreign policy disasters that are happening all over the country or what we're witnessing right now domestically.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Even the media is not defending Joe Biden anymore when it comes to inflation, because they realize they'll look like complete and utter idiots if they try to tell you or try to convince you that things are actually moving in the right direction when clearly they are not. I'll give you an example of how the media is being forced to cover this. ABC News has been forced to debunk Biden on Bidenflation, saying, Well, this in their own words.
Most economists do see these prices as more than a bump in the road. They expect inflation to persist through next spring. And remember, these supply chain issues are global, caused by the pandemic. But there are also, as you point to, labor shortages, issues of people, many Americans waiting to return to work until they see wages rise more significantly, having saved up $2 trillion throughout the course of the pandemic by not dining out, by not traveling. Expectations are now that the Federal Reserve will have to step in and hike interest rates next year in order to cool things off, David.
All right.
Hike interest rates. You know what that'll do for the housing market, right? It's not going to be a good thing for the housing market. And let's talk about food costs real quick. Food costs, not where you want to be. Food is more expensive than it has been in decades. But hey, it's fine because we're the media, right? We're going to cover for the president. We're going to tell you things really aren't that bad. No, they are. ABC News actually started by saying this on their nightly newscast over the weekend. Yes, they had to say the truth because otherwise people would say, you're a bunch of idiots.
In the meantime, we're going to turn to the other major news this Friday night on the economy and the prices you're paying. You don't need us to tell you what you're seeing already. The new report out tonight showing inflation is now near a 40-year high in this country. Consumer prices up 0.8% last month alone. Year to year, prices up now 6.8%. Americans are paying more for gas, food, clothing, and cars. Tonight, President Biden acknowledging it is squeezing many families across this country. He pointed to the pandemic, the supply issues, not just in the U.S., but around the world. But we know there are many moving parts on this. Businesses looking for workers. So when does this start to ease up, and what will it take?
What will it take? It takes a president understanding that you got to change policies. I wish they'd just be honest and say that. I mean, why not just tell the truth? They even had on a professor of the Department of Economics at Harvard University, Jason Furman, PhD, on ABC News to try to break it down for Americans and tell you what you already know.
Tonight, Americans crushed under the highest inflation levels in nearly four decades.
The price of almost everything is going up, and it's going up very quickly.
Consumer prices last month surging nearly 7% compared to 1 year ago, the fastest pace since 1982.
People are spending a lot more than they were before. And as people buy more, that's driving up prices.
President Biden today blaming supply chain issues and assuring the rising prices are temporary.
It's a real bump in the road. It does affect families. It's not gone down quickly enough, but I think it will.
The biggest inflation explosion in a generation, coming as unemployment falls to near pre-pandemic levels and job openings outnumber those looking for work. But the soaring costs are unavoidable.
What you used to get, no problem. Now you have to say, okay, maybe I'll get it next month.
Grocery prices up nearly 6.5%. Meats, poultry, fish, and eggs up nearly 13%, with beef rising more than 20%. Housing up nearly 4%. Gas prices jumping to their highest level in 7 years, and used cars and trucks climbing more than 30% from last year.
Now, you hear this from ABC News, and they ask the question, now what, right? This is what you get when you have a president that really doesn't care about you. This is what you get when you have a president that doesn't care about you. When a president doesn't care, these are the headlines you get. And there are ways to stop this, by the way. You don't do arbitrary things like lockdowns at the border with Canada for truck drivers. You don't do things like mismanagement at ports and allow for ports to not be working 24/7 in California. You do more than do some BS move they tried to do just right before Thanksgiving to give you a good headline where they say, we're going to release some oil from our strategic oil reserves, which had no impact. In fact, it made gas prices go up because it was such a little amount of oil that you were putting into the market. When you shut down pipelines and you allow for Russia and you allow for Iran and you allow for Iraq and others to get rich and you allow dictators and tyrants to get rich off oil prices going back up while they suffocate your economy, this is what you get Former Obama and Clinton economist Larry Summers had this to say about inflation on the Wall Street Week on Bloomberg.
I think we're going to entrench inflation way above 2%, perhaps in the 4% or even higher range, unless something happens to break the current mood, to break the current trend.
What's going to break it is the question everybody needs to be asking right now. We have a president that doesn't seem to be willing to break anything. When you have ABC News starting off their newscast by saying it this way.
Tonight, Americans crushed under the highest inflation levels in nearly four decades.
Crushed. ABC News just said Americans crushed. CNBC talking about this and saying the president has to be blamed for this. They're being honest about it. Why is the rest of the media not saying this is Joe Biden's fault?
Yeah, and it's a political number and an economic and market number, Becky. But amid growing worries on the economy and COVID, what we show is that President Biden's approval rating in both areas taking another hit while Americans' preference for congressional control swinging sharply towards Republicans. Biden's approval rating in the CNBC All-America Economic Survey stabilizing at a very low level of 41%, about the same level as former President Trump. That compares to 50% who disapprove. But his approval rating on handling the coronavirus dropped to 46% to 48% disapproving. That measure is now underwater for the first time for the president. His economic approval rating sinking more deeply underwater with 37% approving compared to 56% who disapprove. That is also worse than the last survey. The polling data for Democrats in Congress, even worse. Republicans now sport an historic 10-point advantage on congressional preference. 44% want Republicans to run Congress and 34% prefer Democrats. That's up from a 2-point Republican advantage in October. In the past 20 years, CNBC and NBC have never registered a double-digit GOP advantage on congressional preference. Democrats lost ground in critical areas that helped put Biden in office. Residents in urban ring counties, those who favored Biden in 2020, now prefer Republican control of Congress. The Republican advantage in outer suburban counties doubled from the 2020 vote. You can see that they're on the right side of your screen. Now, our Republican and Democratic pollsters tell us with an off-year election, usually leading to losses for the incumbent party, the question here is not whether Democrat losses will be bad in November. It's whether they will be historically bad.
Now, CNBC actually was honest because they're dealing with highly intellectual individuals that are willing to have a honest conversation and are going to turn the channel if they think you're stupid and don't realize what's actually happening. Other channels should be doing the exact same thing, and they're not. And the reason why they're not, I think, is pretty clear. They're doing whatever they can to help protect Joe Biden. Now, I go back to this. If Biden really cared about you, wouldn't he be doing something different? Because they're not doing anything different. They're not fixing any of these problems. And you would think the media, yes, I'm glad that they're actually just saying it's bad, but how are they not connecting the dots when it comes to the issue of responsibility? How do they not talk about the Keystone Pipeline and other pipelines that have cut down? How do they not bring up that the energy policy of this administration has been this big of a disaster?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
How does the media not bring up that the energy policies of Joe Biden, this president, have been a total disaster? If you want to be intellectually honest with the American people, then the media should at least connect the dots for the American people, because the American people are clearly connecting those dots on their own. Look at the numbers from CNBC that I just played a moment ago. They're telling you that the Democrats right now are in serious trouble for the midterms because people are, in fact, blaming them. And they are being smart about it. They're not being stupid. They're not idiots, right? They get it. They understand it. They realize and they see what's going on. They comprehend the problems that we're having, the issues that we are having. That's part of this conversation that people don't seem to understand. You look at the energy prices under Joe Biden and you have to ask yourself a question. Does he even give a crap about the American people? I would actually argue I don't think he does. Because tyrants don't care about what happens to people at the bottom when their policies are failures. They don't have compassion for people when they're suffering, when they're trying to force you into submission for a policy that they are trying to mandate on you. And the policy that they're trying to mandate on you is a very clear policy, folks. They want you to drive less. They want you to fly less. They want you to have smaller cars. And they want you to be forced into green alternative energy or riding a bike. Joe Biden still flies on a massive airplane. Joe Biden still has a motorcade. Joe Biden still has gas-guzzling sports cars that he loves, and that's because he's a tyrant. And this is what tyrants do. Tyrants never go hungry. Tyrants never have to worry about what the cost of goods and services are because they don't really pay their own bills. Look at Joe Biden and look at his age. Joe Biden doesn't have to worry about what the world looks like when he leaves office or literally leaves this earth because he's already lived 90%+ of his life. Joe Biden doesn't right now, he can dictate to you and he doesn't have to deal with the consequences for his policies, for his actions. You remember, he was the vice president of the United States of America for 8 years when a guy by the name of Barack Obama was stopping all offshore drilling. Remember that? Was stopping the Keystone Pipeline. Was doing everything he could to artificially inflate the price of gasoline so that you would buy electric cars. This is the guy that wasted your money putting it in green alternative energy like Solyndra that went bankrupt. And it was all their friends that got paid when they had these big companies that they built. The government invested in them. They went bankrupt, but all of them walked away with millions and millions and millions of dollars. I don't even believe that Barack Obama was a true believer in global warming or a true believer in the policies he was enacting. What I do believe is that he was a true believer in hooking up his friends politically and making them rich off of the tax dollars that he guaranteed in companies like Solyndra. The difference with Joe Biden now is, and I don't think Joe Biden's stupid. I actually think he believes that his job as a president is to dictate to you what you do and how you do it. And if you can or cannot afford something, if he can manipulate the price where it's impossible for you to grab it or it's painful for you to grab it, then that for him, he actually believes is a good thing. I don't think he's just an idiot that doesn't know what he's doing. I think he knows exactly what he's doing right now. I think he's actually more of a socialist, more of a tyrant than Barack Obama ever was, because I also think Barack Obama had one thing that Joe Biden doesn't have anymore. Barack Obama actually gave a crap if people liked him or not. You know, real tyrants don't care if you like them. They just want you to submit to them. And I think for so long, Joe Biden felt like he was the idiot in the back of the room, the dumb kid in Congress, the guy who could never get elected. Look at his son. The apple didn't fall far from the tree, to be honest with you. And I think Joe Biden now, this is almost like payback. You guys didn't listen to me for all these years. Now you're going to get my policies. And if it hurts, I don't care. This is hurting Democrats. I don't even think he cares about Democrats. I actually don't believe that he even is worried that much about losing in the midterms. And the reason why I say that is because if he did care, he would do something different. Look at what happened, and this was nothing but a PR move, and I don't believe that this was Joe Biden, okay? I don't believe that Joe Biden was actually pushing for the policy to release from our strategic oil reserves. I don't. Right before the holidays, I do believe that there was people around him that said, Joe, you got to do this. We need a good headline in here. You want to know what, you know, lying sounds like? The White House right now. Flat out lying to the American people. Listen to Jen Psaki being asked about prices. They're not moving in the right direction, but she says, I'll Jedi mind trick you because I think the media will still cover for me.
Well, we've seen costs increase in some areas, and we've seen a good them move in a good direction in some areas as well.
Where have they moved in a good direction? Like, the whole media room should have erupted right then and said, whoa, 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 where? Where have prices moved in the right direction? Because we can't find a category where that's the truth. But she gets away with this because the media is like, all right, we got to prop him up.
Does the president acknowledge that inflation is more entrenched and not transitory?
Well, Kristen, I would say that I can't speak, obviously, for Jerome Powell, but I think part of the point here is that it doesn't really matter what you call it.
Doesn't really matter what you call it? For most Americans, it absolutely matters what you call it. I mean, are you kidding me? It doesn't matter what you call it. You know, Fox News was at least honest about it. And the way that they did the story, they summed up the reality of the situation in 1 minute when they broke the news about price increases from 1 year ago being up 33% with energy, 58% with gas, and 6%+ with food alone. And they did it in 1 minute. Meanwhile, the media's like, oh, crap, we can't tell this story. It's just too honest.
First, have you seen the shocking inflation numbers that came out this morning? This is not what anybody was hoping for, but these numbers keep creeping higher as the country plunges into territory that we really haven't been in 39 years, with some prices popping as much as 58%. That takes a bite out of your wallet since last year. So this is obviously a major concern for U.S. voters and for families across the nation, as these very real concerns, including crime and labor shortages as well, are prompting some really surprising shifts in party loyalty as we look ahead to the midterms. Take a look at this poll, which is understandably getting quite a bit of attention for people who watch politics and the voting groups very closely. According to the new numbers from the Wall Street Journal, Hispanic voters are now evenly split in their allegiances between Democrats and Republicans. That's a significant move, given that President Biden beat President Trump with Hispanic voters by 30 points in 2020.
I mean, those numbers, everyone in the media should be talking about. Now, they're mentioning it, but they're not connecting the dots to Joe Biden. They're not. Biden even saying at the Summit for Democracy at the White House, well, I mean, you want to blame me?
It's not going to increase inflation. It'll diminish inflation. It has a negative impact on inflation. It doesn't raise inflation. But that's hard for people to think about right now because inflation is up and there's a direct correlation in most people's mind. Well, why is inflation? Well, government's spending money. Well, that's not the reason for the inflation. The reason for the inflation is that we have a supply chain problem that is really severe and it's causing a significant increase in prices.
So that's it, just supply chain. Has nothing to do with gas prices, has nothing to do with your policies, has nothing to do with anything else. Nope, it's just that simple. So I'm gonna downplay this. That's what I'm gonna do. My name is Joe Biden, and I'm just gonna kind of downplay this because hey, there's a silver lining in all this, right? I know that the price of used cars has skyrocketed 50%, 60%, whatever it is, right? But the good news is not everybody's looking for a used automobile. There's your silver lining.
The downside is prices have gone up because of supply chain concerns. We've worked as hard on the supply chain concerns. I think you're going to see, you've already begun to see, and you're going to see over the next couple months, oil prices, gas prices of gas pump come down. You know, the biggest, a third of the increase in inflation is used automobiles. It is a real problem. But the point is that has to do with supply chain as well. But it also has to do with the fact that not everybody's looking for a used automobile. But those who are, they're paying higher prices because there's fewer of them because of COVID and what was sold out and the like. So I think it's a real bump in the road. It does affect families. When you walk in the grocery store and you're paying more for whatever you're purchasing, it matters. It matters to people. When you're paying more for gas, although in some states we've got the price down below $3 a gallon. But the point is, it's not gone down quickly enough. But I think it will.
I think it will. Well, that's encouraging, Mr. President. I think it will. Am I going to change any of our policies to make things move in the right direction? Nah. I just think it's probably going to work out. What if it doesn't? Oh, it will. I think it will. Tyrants don't care about the little people. And they don't care about you suffering. And that's what you just heard from this president. Well, I mean, not everybody's looking for a used car. In other words, just hold on to the one you got a little bit longer and eventually it'll work its way, you know, work its way out. It'll be fine. Eventually it'll all fix itself. Now, let me also say something else real quick that I think is really important. We've been, all the audio I played for you tonight will be in our podcast tomorrow. So if you want to kind of put all this audio together and let your family and friends know about it, you can share a podcast with them, all right? We try to put all of our audio clips that we put together, and my staff does an amazing job of watching the news and getting all of these clips together for you so you can hear how the media is covering this. Grab our podcast. It's free. We do our podcast each and every day, so you can grab it. Ben Ferguson Podcast, you can get it on Apple, iTunes. You can get it on Spotify, Spreaker, Amazon. You can get it on Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. It's free. Make sure you download it and listen to it each and every day. It's the Ben Ferguson Podcast. Grab it. And tomorrow's, again, we'll have this audio in there for you so you can share it with your family and your friends. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.